In the last 2 days, we've heard from local students, parents, teachers, and administrators about how they are coping with distance learning since schools closed 9 weeks ago to contain the spread of coronavirus. Today, WXXI's Beth Adams looks at the effect that all this time away from the classroom could have on students' academic progress.
In this screencast, we're going to look at a famous experiment, a famous story in biology that is called industrial melanism.
Christopher Law is explaining how certain animals evolved to have darker fur or feathers to protect them from predators. The Brighton High School biology teacher isn't in the classroom. He recorded this lesson and gave the video link to his students to watch at home.
And he has like the worksheet on the screen, and then he explains to us how to do it. And that's been very helpful for me, and I wish all of my teachers were doing that.
Ninth grade student Maya Seltzer-Clinton says it's easier for her to learn this way than to navigate new material by herself.
Some of the geometry stuff, it's just hard to learn on your own.
Teachers agree. School at home in no way resembles the dynamics of learning in a classroom full of students.
We're doing the best that we can in a very difficult situation. It's not ideal, and it's not what any of us would choose.
That's Brighton High School social studies teacher Jennifer Pacchetti. She says it's clear that students are not getting the same education now as they would be if schools were open.
I've heard it referred to as COVID slide, you know, exacerbated gaps in knowledge and skills, and there's no doubt that that will be true.
Researchers say the same. The nonprofit Northwest Evaluation Association, which measures student performance, estimates that students will lose roughly 30% of their learning gains in reading compared to a typical academic year. Projections for lost progress in math look even worse. The association says students will likely lose half of those expected gains. Pacchetti believes the greatest impacts will be felt by those who were already struggling academically and by younger students.
Who, you know, were developing the foundation of those important skills of reading and writing and mathematics, that those will require a lot more remediation when they come back to school.
The pandemic will also likely amplify the learning challenges for students whose families face food and economic insecurity, unemployment, or homelessness. At School 45 in Rochester, Principal Robert Snyder says broken social connections are another concern. He says his students rely on relationships, and if they don't trust an adult, it makes learning all the more difficult.
We could go maybe 9 months, if not longer, without having those face-to-face interactions, those encounters. And I even see it as an administrator of a building. There's always something lacking, even though through a Zoom call, right? You can only get so much out of one of those calls. They just don't quite hit home the same way as a face-to-face conversation or a lesson does.
Snyder says achievement gaps get wider between third and fourth grade. He worries that those students will be even further behind. When schools reopen, he says it will be important to assess where students stand.
We're going to have to test them in reading, writing, math, figure out the skills that they're lagging, and we're going to have to close those gaps as fast as possible. You're going to see rigorous teaching and learning taking place, and we're going to have to continue our model of high expectations and high supports for our kids.
Geneva High School math teacher Renee Williams agrees that more than a quick review of lessons will be necessary in the next school year. She says teachers will need to be more thoughtful in the way they plan their lessons and have patience.
You're not going to cram another 3 months of teaching and learning into a one academic year. That's not going to happen.
Pen Yan Elementary School Principal Edward Foote is concerned about the long-term impacts of remote learning on his students. He says many of them struggle to meet proficiency rates even in a normal school year. Foote says it's too early to know all the answers, but one approach he already relies on is a specialized instructional plan for students who need it.
This does provide, forces you to look at this through that lens even closer than we ever have. So that could be an answer as we move forward, and how do we close those gaps.
Educators are eager to move forward. But what will it take for schools to reopen? We'll examine some of the challenges in the final part of our series at this time tomorrow. For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.